another episode of How to Make It Better. I'm Rohan.
And I'm Vignesh.
And this is how to make glue better. So last night I was gluing some papers together, but the glue got all over my hands and the paper got ruined.
I know, that's so annoying. This aside, Rohan, to make glue better. Rohan, let's talk a bit about the history of glue.
Around 200,000 years ago, the Neanderthals invented glue to aid their survival.
Yeah, if you really think about it, that was a long, long time ago. But even back then, the oldest sample of glue came from a birch tree. But methods to create glue nowadays have changed too.
In around 5200 BC, more advanced ways of glue production were introduced in the Middle East and Europe.
They're not as advanced as how it is right now, but they were still kind of advanced for their time. And these methods in the Middle East and Europe involved the use of natural solid polymer pitch, which was made from heated birch bark.
Another type of glue is animal glue, made from the burning of animal hides.
But animal glue was mainly used in Egypt a long, long time ago, around 4,000 years ago, and it was used mainly to create things like furniture.
Later, during the Industrial Revolution, glue factories emerged into places like England, which greatly aided glue production.
Glue became really popular in the Industrial Revolution through trade and science, which helped the production of glue too.
Glue has multiple uses, but is mainly used to stick things together.
We use glue all the time, and there's many, many uses for them too. But some of the uses are very useful and some aren't that useful. One type of use is when used by surgeons to help close wounds.
Glues can have different strengths. Gorilla glue is stronger than Elmer's glue, so it's stickier and holds longer. This makes glue extremely useful in different situations.
The fact that glue comes in different strengths is really useful too. For example, Gorilla glue can be used to repair heavy-duty things like boats and buildings, but Elmer's glue can be used to repair simple things like paper and toys.
Glue is used by all ages to make things of all levels.
Yeah, glue, if you really think about it, glue is ingenious. But still, glue can also be dangerous. People sniff glue on purpose to get high, which is really bad for your health. It can cause illness and brain damage.
Other people can accidentally sniff vapor from glue and get sick.
I mean, even then, glue is pretty great as it is now. But it could always be better, and we have good ideas on what we can do to fix these problems.
Glue is useful for gluing things together, but is very annoying when glue gets stuck to your fingers, hair, and clothes.
I know. When I was working on a project yesterday, glue got all over my fingers, and it was so hard to work on my project. But to fix this problem, we suggest incorporating some type of oil in the glue formula so it doesn't stick to our fingers, hair, and clothes. This will make glue much, much better.
The major problem with glue is serious health problems, such as lung problems, respiratory failure, etc. If it's sniffed or consumed, it can be very dangerous.
Since people of all ages do this. Some people do it on purpose just to get high, but it can also be done on accident by toddlers and kids. And this is extremely, extremely dangerous. So we have to find a way to make it less toxic. Basically, we need to alter the glue formula to make it safe for kids if it's consumed and safe if inhaled on purpose. And a way to do this is either make it homemade by using simple things like flour, vinegar, and baking soda. Homemade is safer than glue that's bought from stores. But another ingenious idea is just make glue edible, so in case kids eat it, nothing will happen. And if people sniff it too, nothing will happen. This overall make glue extremely better and help a lot of people too. This has been How to Make It Better, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.